cops at a bus stop shortly before the teenager was attacked. Two men deny murdering the 18-year-old in 1993. Dwayne Brooks has been giving evidence despite his father dying last night. Our correspondent Martin Brunt is at the Old Bailey.
He ran, he turned back to see what was happening, and Stephen was standing in the middle of the road, he said. Very soon after that, the group surrounded him and converged on him. That's the way he described it. And he saw somebody strike Stephen, he said. He saw a weapon.
Sepp Blatter's facing increasing calls to resign after the latest gaffe from the FIFA president. He's made controversial comments on racism, including saying that racial incidents on the pitch should be settled with a handshake at the end of the game. Sports Minister Hugh Robertson wants him to go, but he's not holding his breath.
As we've seen in the past, if there is a wide measure of condemnation from this country, that doesn't seem to have a great deal of effect. The only people who can remove him are his own parent body.
Northern Rock's been sold to Virgin Money in a deal worth at least £747 million. The state-owned bank was taken into public ownership in 2008 after its collapse the year before. Hospitals could face fines if they fail to clear the backlog of patients who've been waiting for treatment for at least 18 weeks. They could be made to pay up to 5% of their NHS contract income, which could run to hundreds of thousands of pounds if they fail to clear their waiting lists. Members of the country's biggest union, Unite, have voted by 3-1 to join the public sector pension strike at the end of the month. Unite say 75% of those who took part in a ballot said yes to taking part in the day of action on November the 30th. And while his bandmates are in hit reality shows, Tom from McFly's penned the official song for London 2012 mascots Wenlock and Mandeville. It's called On a Rainbow. That's the latest. I'm Lindsay Brown.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Today, I'm with you until 6 o'clock, believe it or not, but I've got a busy show for you all. Joining me very shortly indeed in the studio is Norman Ellis from EssexHairdresser.com. It'd be helpful if I finished saying his name before I start saying where he's from. We are going to be talking about hairdressing, no doubt, and about what EssexHairdresser.com is, why you should know about it if you have your hair cut, and why you should know about it if you have a hair salon yourself. And no doubt whatever else he wants to add in. And also joining me just after 5 o'clock will be Keith Brown from the Federation of Small Businesses to talk local business matters for Brentwood and Billericay. So that'll be interesting having a catch up with him as well. And don't forget that coming up on my show tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking to Sarah about bipolar. So that will be very insightful for me indeed. No doubt, I think I'm going to learn a thing or two. Right, okay. I'm going to bring you a bit of music, and then coming up after that will be some travel. But don't forget to come. This hour is Norman Ellis from EssexHairdresser.com.
We got a moving day, a moving day. We got a smile. FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, what's happening on the roads? You'll find that there's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29, the A127, and junction 30, the A13 Lakeside, because of a contraflow and major road widening work. Major roadworks on the A13 in South Benfleet at the Saddlers Farm roundabout as well. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Temporary traffic lights and roadworks on the A1016 Waterhouse Lane in Chelmsford. It's closed in both directions between the A1016 Waterhouse Lane Junction and the Ashtree Crescent Junction. And there are also roadworks in Billericay. Although I can't find them now. I've lost them. Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions in operation there. And Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction because of roadworks there. And diversion is in operation.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Now, I just had a visit from Save the Children here in Brentwood. They have said that they are in desperate need for things such as unwanted clothes. They're in particular desperate need for toys. And also, if you've got any books or DVDs, just anything that you don't want that you think someone else might like to buy, and also be obviously giving to charity at the same time, then please take your donations round to Save the Children here in Brentwood.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. Is this your gender? Is that war you're waging?
teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on a boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. And Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And now they're all
Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
So let's have a look at some local events that we've got coming up. Starting this evening, only for this evening, so it's your last opportunity to go at 7:45 p.m. There's Voices from the Titanic by the Brentwood Museum Society. This is a talk by William Tyler. It's only £3 to go, and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room in Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road in Shenfield. Call 01277 212 142 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more details. And this is the one I was thinking of, starting this evening but going on until Saturday at 8 p.m. Lettuce and Lovage is going to be presented by the Hutton Players at the Brentwood Theatre. Lettuce Dufay is on a crusade to enlarge, enliven and enlighten all to the exciting events in history, even if this does sometimes entail a little embellishment. Tickets are £11, £10 for concessions. Call the box office on 01277 200305, or again have a look at our website for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now, as promised, joining me in the studio is Norman Ellis from EssexHairdresser.com. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, that is definitely, you are definitely sitting close enough.
Am I close enough? Should I move away a little bit?
Yeah, you can actually move.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, that's
how are you, Gabby?
I always forget, because I'm okay.
You're all right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, rushing around, but...
Busy.
Busy. I like to be busy.
Gabby, I feel very humble today.
Why?
Well, this morning...
Yeah.
I went to London today. Yeah. I went to the palace today.
Really?
Right? Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And I feel very humble because I had a knighthood this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I had a knighthood this morning. My contribution to Essex Hairdressers, I had a knighthood, and I met the Queen personally today, so I feel very humble about that today. So, doesn't get any better, does it?
Are you joking?
No. I'm Sir Norman Ellis now.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm Sir Norman Ellis.
I don't know whether to take this seriously or not.
Well, you know...
How can I get proof of this information?
I tell you, within the next couple of hours, Google it.
Gabby needs proof, does he?
Gabby, Google
in
2 hours and sort of see Sir Norman Ellis' contribution to Essex Hairdressers.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
Check it out.
Did you get that
check
arranged?
It out.
Did someone have to nominate you?
No. I think, you know, they've been looking at the sort of work that we've been doing for Essex Hairdressers over the last 3 years and felt that we were due some sort of contribution award. But I couldn't imagine for one moment that I'd get a knighthood for this, you know? I mean, I know a knighthood seems to be two to a penny these days. You know, and but you know, a little known hairdresser from Chelmsford in Essex, his contribution to Essex Hairdressers gets a knighthood. So it just goes to show,
I can't believe it.
You work hard enough, you can make a difference.
Oh, right.
You can make a difference,
isn't it? But didn't Bruce Forsyth?
Bruce took until he was 81 to get a knighthood.
Yeah, well,
isn't that incredible? But you know, it's who you know, isn't it? Gabby, it's who you know.
Oh,
you know,
is it?
You know, a few fibres under the table.
Who do you know that I should know then?
Well, you know, the Middletons, you know, people like that. But hey, let's move on from that, because, you know, that's not what we're here for today. That's just a part of, you know, part of one's experiences in life. I've had to rush back here to meet you for this gig, you know, so I'm very humbled about this morning.
Oh,
you know,
right,
so
okay.
If I have a little tear in my eye, or a breakdown a little bit, you know, I'm still very humbled about it. So
good. I'm glad that you've remained that way. If it was me, to be honest with you,
what would you do?
I'd probably be shouting and telling everyone I met in the street.
Yeah, but I was doing that actually.
I was
on my way here
on the tube.
Yeah. And
guess what?
Did you get a tube
or did you get a limo?
No, I took a tube. took a tube to the palace. It's two stops from Buckingham Gate, and you're there.
I'll have to be thankful now that I've got the connection and the association with you that I have actually.
Well,
got.
Hopefully we'll still stay friends.
Because once upon a time, who knows?
Hopefully, still stay friends. Okay,
so Essex Hairdresser is what dot
Essex
com.
Hairdressers.
Oh, EssexHairdressers.com.
Yes. Did you know that, Gabby, that arguably the best hairdressers in the world are Essex hairdressers? Did you know that?
Really? No.
Yeah.
I can believe that actually. Because
yeah.
I know a couple of, I know of a couple and I'm not even in that industry.
It is known throughout the world now that Essex hairdressers are arguably the best hairdressers in the world.
In the world?
And we have some of the best hair salons in Brentwood. You know, don't we? We have the hair company. You know, we have Spargo's, Angela Mills, Vanilla Rooms. Some of the best hairdressers in Brentwood, aren't they? That's fantastic, you know. And Brentwood has got some good hairdressers, you know. But Essex has some great hairdressers, you know. Great salons.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. Very happy people. Very creative people, you know. And they are really on top of their game at the moment.
So,
they really are.
So what... When someone decides that they want to get involved with EssexHairdresser.com, why should a salon be interested in this website?
It's a very good question, Gabby. It's a very good question. Well, we offer many, many benefits. Going back 2.5 years, I don't want to bore people, but I'll cut to the chase, is that 2.5 years ago, when the economy started to... have a bit of a downside, I decided to open up a new business called EssexHairdressers.com. And this is all about saving people money that have got hairdressing salons, especially on education, especially on recruitment. Those are the key areas, and we can save money in all different areas for salon owners. And this is what it's about. Education is our key thing. We hold 11 demos a year, ranging from business presenters, art teams, international stylists, and barbering. And you can come along every month for a couple of hours of your time, and it costs only £15 a month to be a member of our education. That's less than £200 a year. It's a fantastic value. You know, so any of those salons out there who want to spend some time with education with their salon, then please give me a call on 07802 670 661. That's 07802 670 661, and let's get you signed up as a member. Is no contract. You can finish whenever you wish to finish, but come along to our demos, and once you come along, you'll see how fantastic value for money it is. So I hope to see you at one of our demos soon.
So they can actually learn from your demos.
Yeah, because we have some of the best of Essex talent up there doing demos for us on that stage. And Nigel Clark from the hair company comes to most of our demos, and you just need to ask Nigel how he enjoys it,
and
how his team enjoys it, one of his star people in his team, Ben, how he's enjoyed it, and Ben's got a great future in hairdressing. Ben. Hello, Ben. I know you listen to this.
I have had Ben on. I've had Ben on Phoenix. He is due to come in again because he's about to qualify in December.
Well, good luck for that, Ben.
As a hairdresser. So
good luck for Ben. You've got a great career ahead.
His story.
Yeah.
Because it's brilliant. Because what I like about Ben is he is so passionate about it, and it's something that he decided he wanted to do, not at the stereotypical age of people. You know, he didn't just come out of school and jump straight into it. He actually did some other things in the world first, tried some other jobs, and then he realised, no, actually, this is what I want to do. And he is such a people person. Anyway,
he is indeed.
And then what with his fashion sense, I just thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's made for it. As long as he doesn't party too hard.
I hear that you introduced him to Nigel.
I did indeed. I did.
Yeah.
Can you hear phone vibrating in the background?
Yeah, I got someone. I think someone's calling me. It's a Palace number. Perhaps they want it back. Oh no.
Yeah, they've just heard you on the radio. They want it back. They want it back. So enough about Ben, because Ben will get a big head if we keep talking about him.
He will,
him.
Won't he?
So what are the other benefits, though? Because
what
I understand about EssexHairdresser.com is that hairdressers can have a profile on there.
Yes, they can.
Now, can you go into detail about that profile?
Yeah, yeah. If you, particularly as a stylist, want to upload your profile, all you need to do is log in your details and just make up your email and login password. Go into the professional part and literally put your details up there. You can do it yourself.
You can have a profile on every single one of your stylists, can't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
And you can have pictures of your salon.
You can do it yourself. That's the great thing about it. Just log into the professional part and you're there. Any questions, then ring me on 07802 670 661.
Don't worry, Norman, I will be adding your number onto the website, so I assure you it will be up there on the Phoenix website, so
Fantastic.
Don't worry. And also, if you could leave me some cards, that would be good as well, so if anyone wants to come into Phoenix as well. Right, what we're going to do now is break for a song or two, and then we'll be speaking to Norman Ellis again about some more things as well.
Every single morning I wake up and there's a moment of bliss. Then I remember I get up and I get on with what I chose. But oh, how I wish we could go back in time and find the part we lost. Go back to where up and wait right here for things to get better.
unkind, and I am covered up in scars that should be starting to heal, but I'm not moving. It's like I'm stuck.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, come on. DJ got the party started. There's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby. We don't even care. There's a place to be if you need the right education. Let it take you there.
And just go with the magic, baby. I can see it there in your eyes.
I can see it there in your eyes.
Stop the waiting. Right on the dance floor is where you gotta let it go. Don't stop moving. Can you feel the music? DJ's got us going round and round. Don't stop moving. Find your own way to it. Listen to the music. Taking you to places that you've never been before, baby, now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can touch the moment.
Joining me still in the studio is Norman Ellis from EssexHairdresser.com. Essex Hairdressers, sorry, Norman.
Essex Hairdressers.
Now, the site itself obviously can be viewed by anyone.
Yes, it can.
So, I presume that customers, potential customers, can have a look at hairdressers' profiles?
That's a really... Again, a very good question is that we have a consumer part to the website as well as a professional part.
Can you describe the consumer part?
Yeah, absolutely. When you first go onto the website, you will sort of see the consumer part, and it will have a salon listing. Now, our salon listing is, we like to think, is very, very simple and easy to look at, and full of pictures of beautiful salons in Essex, and also lots of hairstyles of what a potential client can look like, and lots of grey information, but it's very, very visual. So please have a look at our salon listing, see what you think, you know, and by all means, email us with your thoughts. We're always looking to improve and make it better. So if you've got any ideas on how we can make it better, please do. But along with, you know, those guys out there who are looking for new salons to have their hair cut and want to get the best prices and the best salons, the best all-round value for money, go on to EssexHairdressers.com salon directory, have a look at the salons in Brentwood, or have a look at the salons wherever, and choose your salon. You know, choose a salon, and you can sort of see everything about the salon by going on to one of our salon directories. And if you were to look in a local directory, you might get a little bit of text, you might get a direct to their website, but you know, most salons haven't got websites, so everything is on our salon directory for the client to see. So it's all very simple and very visual, and not too much text. You don't need to have too much text. It just, you know, is very visual, and this is and simple, and this is what the client wants to see.
Yeah.
So she wants to see where the potential is, the salon she's going to. She wants to see hairstyles. She wants to see the map of where it is, you know, some of the profiles of the hairdressers, you know. So that on the consumer part of the website is a very, very powerful tool, and it's becoming one of the most powerful salon directories in Essex now.
Yeah, it's the way to find
the best salons in Essex, you know, and it's very pleasant to look at, because, you know, if you go on to the consumer, not only do you look at salon directory, you know, you've also got a choice of other things to look at, so you don't get bored. You've got Essex celebrities, you know, which we'll talk about Mark Wright in a moment. You know, we've got discounted product shop, we've got news items, okay, we've also got Essex Hairdressers TV, you know, so just, you know, log on to that and see what Essex Hairdressers are doing. And if you're a fan of Ben or the hair company, you'll see some of those guys on there. But yeah, Gabby, it's not just a boring directory. You know, there's more to it. If you go onto the page, there is more to look at and more to enjoy. So
what was it that, because you wanted to speak to local Mark, speak about local,
well,
Mark Wright
again.
What's this,
you know,
about?
Well, Mark Wright,
how do
isn't
you know
he,
Mark?
I don't know Mark, but all I know is in the last few years, hasn't Essex People done very well on television? Whether it's the X Factor, Britain's Got Talent.
Come on.
In the jungle.
Tell me what you're going to say about Mark Wright.
He's in the jungle. Mark Wright, you're going to win the competition, Mark, for Essex again. Who won it last year? Stacey Solomon won it last year. Essex girl.
Oh, hang on a minute, though, but you see,
born in Dagenham.
I'm friends with Fatima.
Okay.
And so I want her to win.
I don't think Fatima's going to win.
Why not?
I don't think so. I just, a gut feeling, Gabby.
I don't, the thing is that people don't know her the way I know her, so.
Yeah, and it's how they edit things on television.
I know,
but I think
which is what they did last night.
But with Mark, you see is what you get with Mark. You know, he's exactly the same on there as he is on his programme.
I like watching him in, actually. The thing is initially I think people were voting him into all of these Bush Tucker trials to be a bit harsh, because they probably think that he lives a lavish lifestyle in Essex. But the thing is that these trials, I personally think, are bringing out a side of him that we hadn't seen before, and it's actually a really genuine side, and I genuinely think that the way he's, you know, behaving is completely real and genuine.
As far as I'm concerned, I can see Mark winning it easily. You know, from this early stage, I really can see it.
Oh, wow.
Because
what's that got to do with EssexHairdresser.com?
It's all about Essex, isn't it?
Oh, right. You know, all about it.
Because it's all about Essex.
The best hairdressers come from Essex.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And look at the Essex celebrities. Look at the talent, you know.
There are a lot of talented people, though, that aren't celebrities.
There are.
We must remember this as well.
Yeah, but Mark wasn't a celebrity before his show, was he?
No, he wasn't a celebrity.
He wasn't working at RADA, was he?
You can be a celebrity in your community.
Yes, and I believe you're one of those. Is that correct?
No, I don't think I am at all, actually.
I'm actually thinking of
other people I know in Brentwood who, to me, are celebrities. But you see, what might be a celebrity to me might not be a celebrity to someone else.
Yes.
It's people that you value in the community.
What do you classify as celebrity?
Now, Gabby's version of celebrity is very, very different.
Or just a nice person.
It's someone that genuinely cares about the well-being of other people, tries to help people around them.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is...
Isn't there another word for that, then, though?
What would you call them?
Just not a nice bloke.
Is it just a nice bloke?
Or a nice girl.
No, there is...
Rather than a celebrity.
You see, I'd be more likely to read an article about the person that I class as a celebrity to the person that I've never met in my life.
Mm.
If you see what I mean. Cool, yeah. this is getting a bit deep and philosophical now, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
What else did you want to talk about, please?
Oh, we're enjoying that. Well, good luck, Mark.
I was as well.
I mean, good luck, Mark. You know, I think, you know, with the X Factor, the two new Essex girls that have had their been introduced back into the X Factor. I think they have the second chance of doing really well in the X Factor.
Oh, yes, they've gone back. Now, tell me of the salons, local to Brentwood, and any if you've got them in Billericay, I don't know if you have,
yeah.
That are on EssexHairdresser.com already, please.
There are hundreds of salons in Essex that are members of Essex Hairdressers.
Yes, but I want to know specifically...
In
Brentwood?
In Brentwood. We have Spargo's, Angela Mills, a hair company, Vanilla Rooms, and so on and so on.
Lovely.
You know, and I believe there are about 50 salons in Brentwood. And
okay.
But hopefully, you know, after this, we might have some more interest.
Yeah.
Because once people know about the fantastic... you know, education that we do, they might want to be part of it, you know.
Okay, right.
And I thank you for all those salons in Brentwood who are members of Essex Hairdressers. Thank you very much.
Good. Right. I'm glad that it's ended on a good note.
It now, always will.
Now, I'm going to have to go to travel now, and some local events coming up as well. So if you could just give out any other details? Have you shared your mobile number?
I think I've shared it, but I'll share it again. It's the 07802 670661, or email us on inquiries@essexhairdressers.com if you want to know more. Please do. It's great talking to you, Gabs.
And I'll
is this it for me, or do I get another chance?
Pardon?
Is this it for me, or do I get another chance?
Well, if you want to stay, but I was actually thinking, why not come in again on another occasion?
Yeah. Oh, so in other words, you're trying to get rid of me now, yeah?
Well, no, right. We might like to discuss a different aspect of hairdressing, mightn't we?
Yeah, well, I'd like to perhaps come back with a different hat next time.
Okay.
I'd perhaps come back with my hairdressing hat so that I can answer any questions to do with your hairdressing needs, whether it's, you know, with your hair products, customer service, anything, you know, you want to have some advice about, you know, I'll hopefully come back and answer some questions on hair-related matters.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
I'd love to do that.
Thank you so much for coming in, Norman.
Thank you very much.
I really, really
Thanks
appreciate
for inviting
it.
Me.
That's okay.
Bye,
right,
bye.
Let's have a look at the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, there's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and junction 30 because of a contraflow and major road widening work. Major road works on the A13 in South Benfleet at the Sadler's Farm roundabout as well. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Beaches Road in Chelmsford is closed in both directions between the A1016 Waterhouse Lane Junction and the Ashtree Crescent Junction because of road works. And you'll also find that Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions in operation there. And Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction. There is a diversion in operation there as well.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Radio advertising really does work. And here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business. And here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune into the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show could well be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, on Friday at 8 o'clock until 11:30, there's Shock and Roll 6 at the Essex Arms in Worley Hill in Brentwood. Live blues music from Steve Curtis and Greta Granger, the Delta Jacks and the Dirt Diggers. And it's free, so why not go along to that tomorrow evening? And on Saturday, this Saturday at 11 a.m. until 4 p.m, there's a winter fair in aid of Sense, the charity for children and adults who are deaf and blind. It's at Navestock Village Hall, Navestock Side in Brentwood. There'll be stalls, Santa's Grotto, homemade cupcakes, a live performance from young Brentwood singer Nicola Brown, children's quizzes and competitions, cookie decorating and food and drink served throughout the day. Call Sarah Smith on 07817 960 214 or have a look at our website for more details. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Shapes, mistakes, misfits, raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too. Oh, really? Shapes, mistakes, misfits, we like to go to town, but we can't risk it. Oh, cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out now, really. Brothers, sisters, can't you see the future's owned by you and me? There won't be fighting in the street. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making it now, we're coming out of the sideline. Just put your hands up, it's numbers. How much money could drag you under? Oh, what's the point in being rich if you can't think what to do with it? Cause you're so bleeding thick.
'Cause mama, I'm in love.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.